It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
All right, welcome back, Shate. Welcome back to the worst podcast ever. Season 2, Episode 8. Great to have you back with us today. I'm your host, Danny Two Times. Danny Two Times.
Hello, I'm Janice 2.0.
Hello, Janice 2.0. Do you have some things we need to know?
Believe I do. I could share a few things with you right now, or we could just review those topics and then get into it.
All right, Janice 2.0, what... is the first, it's like the accent is changing.
It's so funny.
What is the first topic for today?
All right. So the first thing on the list is we've got Green Day's new album. It's out. If you've heard of it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't heard it, congratulations. You've avoided some trauma. We're going to get more into that later. However,
apparently they have a new sound. It sounds kind of fucked up.
We'll get into it. If you play Drake and Josh episodes backwards, it reveals something. All right. And then number three, we've got a special interview with none other than Jason fucking Statham, bro.
Wow.
I know. I can't fucking wait. All right. Let's get into it, shall we?
Okay. Shit. Well, topic number one. We've got Green Day's new hit album. Well, actually, it's not that much of a hit. It's actually quite weird.
If by hit, you mean it fucking hits you in the eardrum and then it just keeps fucking going.
Well,
it's a fucking hit.
Let's just let the listeners decide for themselves. So we've got Green Day's new album and we're going to play it live on the air right now for you to decide if you like it or not. Here it is. Green Day's new hit album, Anarchy in the UK.
Break your heart until it.
Oh my god. Oh, this is very. It's like heavy metal. It's worse than heavy metal. It's like death metal. Wow. That was absolutely insane.
I can't believe they let that leave the studio.
How could Green Day sound like that now? It's like they went from basket case to basket of decapitated heads.
What I want to know is why did they think that would be for their audience? That's a whole new band.
I'm not sure, but this is a drastic change. A very, very unprecedented. Fuck.
Do you mean unprecedented?
A very unprecedented. So,
all right, so what you need to do is write in, shoot us an email, let us know what you think about Green Day's new album.
What we should know about the new album. The new album.
What we should know about the new album.
Right, shit. So if you want to write in, you can write a... Tommy Shelby at fucking peakyblinders.com. No, but for real, you can write in to DannyMF2Times@gmail.com. Too lazy to change it to an official email.
All right. Can we get into topic number two?
Right. Shate. Topic number two. Topic number two today, we've got, if you play the Drake and Josh theme song in reverse,
it will reveal and expose all of the world's loci.
Fuck. It's so hard to like think and do the accent at the same time.
Well, if you play the Drake and Josh theme song in reverse, and this is true if you look it up on drakeandjosh.gov, it will actually reveal the hidden locations of all of the world's nuclear weapons.
I can't believe it. So basically, you're telling me the Drake and Josh theme song has the capability to end the world as we know it.
Right, right, right. So it reveals the locations, but you'd still have to, like, physically go to those locations and fucking, like, I don't even get past a bunch of armed guards and fucking put in the fucking nuclear codes. So it's kind of, like, useless information, but still, I don't think the general public should have this information. It just readily broadcasted to them via Nickelodeon.
That's what I want to know is, why are we finding this out from Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon.
You're telling me that fucking the paedophiles over there at Nickelodeon also have the world's nuclear locations hidden within their songs?
Let me say this. Nick at night, more like nuclear codes at night. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
So we have the Drake and Josh theme song reversed. We're going to play it right now so you can hear the actual codes. There's no code. The actual locations of these nuclear wires.
What I want to know is who decoded them and who was fucking playing the Drake and Josh theme song backwards.
You know, that's a very good question. But apparently this guy, Steve Harvey, he actually decoded it by accident. So he played the song in reverse as a part of some sort of, says ritualistic thing here. He was trying to summon some kind of negative Drake and negative Josh, like a strange black and white version of these friendly characters. But what he did realize was after he reversed the song, it was blatantly obvious. I mean, and you've just heard it as well in the audio clip that we just played you. I mean, it says all of the exact locations and how to get there. Even gives you directions.
I can't even comprehend the downfall of this information being so readily available. So let's just jump into topic number three.
Right, yeah, let's just... And topic number three here, we found Jason Statham's real cell phone number, and we're going to call him live on the air right now. Right now. Right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Well then, fucking do it.
Okay.
Fuck you doing?
All right, we're going to call him up. Here we go. Jason Statham. Here we go.
Hello, is this Jason?
Yeah, this is Jason.
Hello, this is Janice 2.0 from the worst podcast ever.
Do you know who I am?
Of course, you're Jason fucking Statham.
You think you can take me down? Do you know who I am? I'm the beekeeper.
Am I supposed to answer that?
Who the fuck is this, a fucking podcast?
Yeah, this is Janice 2.0 from the worst podcast ever.
The worst podcast ever? You think you have the fucking right to call me? I'm the fucking beekeeper.
I thought you were a zookeeper.
I'm the zookeeper too.
What?
Yeah, I'm the zookeeper.
So, Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hi, Mr. Statham. This is Danny Two Times. Danny Two Times. Hello.
What the fuck do you want? You know how busy I am.
Of course we do, sir. We know how busy you are, so we'll just ask you just one more question.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Statham, what was your thinking behind your role in the movie The Beekeeper?
My role in the movie The Beekeeper? What? You thought I actually give a shit about bees? Do you know who I am? I'm the zookeeper.
Aren't we supposed to, like, save the bees and shit?
I'm too busy fighting the Megalodon and driving an Audi in a suit. And I have a weird build of a strange physique. Yeah. Do you know who I am? I'm a fucking beekeeper.
Oh, looks like we lost...
I think we lost him. It sounds like he hung up.
Sounds like he's busy with beekeeper things. Very, very strange. Very strange man.
So anyway...
Strange man.
That was interesting.
Yeah, not much substance to this episode, in case you haven't picked up on that already.
Is there substance to any of our episodes? I don't think so.
Episode 7.
No.
Definitely. Demonic Elf on Shell. I think that was the one. Not a good thing to have.
Arnar. Clear Arnar.
I will destroy you. Severus.
All right. Well, let's just get into celebrity news.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
Celebrity news.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever. Oh, whoops. So, Janice 2.0, tell us some things we need to know about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, if you know Gwyneth Paltrow, you know she played Pepper Potts in the hit action series Iron Man. And the Avengers. So, if you know Gwyneth Paltrow, you also know she has been selling jade eggs. Do you know what these are for?
No.
So, you're never going to believe this. She's been selling these jade eggs to women to insert into their vaginas to cleanse their vaginal energy and promote vaginal health. She's also been under scrutiny for that because these eggs were becoming lodged inside women's uteruses. So it's not backed by science. It's not backed by anything really. So what's crazy is one egg got into circulation that was actually the monster from fucking Prometheus.
Not fucking Prometheus, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm so for real, and nobody knows where they went.
Wait. The fucking tentacle fucking giant monster thing that actually ends up eating the Silver Surfer looking lord lad.
Yeah, they are one and the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ends up eating the Silver Surfer, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's true.
So you're saying that one egg in all of the millions of jade eggs that Gwyneth Paltrow is peddling across the land, one of them is the monster from Prometheus. Well, it's like the egg that turns into the Prometheus monster.
It's not like that. It is that. It's the same fucking thing. So, someone somewhere is gonna have a really bad day.
I mean, that thing's like 800 pounds.
I think, too, the gestation period is only a few weeks.
Only a few weeks?
So she wouldn't even know if How there was anything, know? Any problem.
Where would she go?
It's already implanted into her uterus.
Mr. Potter?
Yeah.
Right, so this thing is in her uterus and basically it's going to, if you've seen the movie Prometheus, basically it's going to erupt out of this woman. It's going to be 800 pounds of extremely strong tentacle-like arms and ligaments.
That is sentient.
Very sentient and looking to eat entire humanoid beings. Does not matter if you're a 300-pound, 8-foot-tall lord of alien muscle. It will still eat you quite quick. Quite quick. Can we be quite quick?
And not only can it eat real quick, it's also it fucking fuck starving. Quick.
Oh, it's starving.
What?
That's not what you were going to say.
No. Let's just check the fucking Gmail.
Never mind.
Let's check the Gmail.
All right. Oh, yeah. Read this one from Claude.
It's okay to make fun of British people. It's the only kind of people it's okay to make fun of.
Yeah, fuck the British.
All right.
Sorry.
We got an email from Claude.
Claude.
Subject line. You're going down. Ooh, very scary.
Very scary. Oh, Claude means business.
Janice, would you be so kind as to read the email?
Of course, of course. So, we have email from Claude. Hello, Danny two times, Danny two times, and Janice 2.0. I am writing to let you know that I have sent a letter to the president and he is on his way to your studio. Also, this was the last time you fuck with Filthy Fred He also says this was the last time you fucked with Filthy Fred O'Banion. So,
Filthy Fred O'Banion? Who the fuck is that?
Claude means business. I told you.
Janice, I mean, have you been fucking with Filthy Fred O'Banion lately? I told you, don't take his fucking money. He's a filthy Fred, he's a filthy O'Banion.
Yeah, but listen, money is money, so...
Well, now we got fucking Claude emailing in to the podcast. Yeah, he's emailing in. Now, I've got a problem, he's got a problem, now I've got a problem, and they've got problems, and I'm like, oi, mate. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for stopping by. If you want to write into the podcast, send an email to DannyMF2Times with the number 2@gmail.com. Go fuck yourselves. Hope you had a terrible time. Cheers.
Cheers.